Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. In this hour, I'm going to open the phones up, but only on the healthcare takeover. Or your home's becoming remote-controlled prison boxes with the government running your refrigerator or power, monitoring you. Houston police chief calls for cameras in all homes. England's already doing it to 20,000 newborn baby families. This is a scientific prison. Laptops, watching your kids. I want to get your take on that. I'm going to get into cybersecurity at the bottom of the hour. They have not changed the bill. That's a lie, and the news even admits this. They've changed a little bit of the wording, but in essence, it's the same thing. I haven't even gone over into detail yet the health care bill. But I'm going to give you the toll-free number to join us right now. It's 1-800-259-9231. But I'm going to quote Thomas Jefferson again. I swear on the altar of Almighty God, eternal vigilance and resistance to every form of tyranny over the mind of man. I pledge. I commit myself. You know, I'm worldly. We all are, but I've lost a lot of my worldliness as I just get more and more real. And I see more and more of my evil, more and more of my corruption. I would be seen by the average person as an extremely moral, pious person, focused, dedicated, but I'm not. And that's what scares me, is that when I am in the presence of my Creator, the Creator, I feel ashamed. That's why I don't like callers telling me how great I am. I'm not great, okay? I'm doing what I have to do. I'm doing what's demanded. I can't control myself. All I can do is stand against this. And as Americans, as people worldwide, we think we're wholesome. We think we're good. Now, we need to repent every day and admit that our greatest works are like dirty rags. They are. I feel like a dirty rag. But only in realizing I'm a dirty rag in the middle of this wonderful creation, that I've been decadent, that I haven't appreciated it, that I'm worldly. I try to be strong. I try to be upright. I try to be pure. I try to be serious. I try to be focused. But in the final equation, there's no time for me to joke around, screw around, nothing. In my private life, in everything. I've got to go to the next level. And God's been working with me to go to the next level. Let me tell you, I've seen the devil intensify the darts he's throwing at me 1,000%. But that only purifies me even more. And the only fear I've got is that before I go, I want to get that much closer up the mountain. And I want to be strong, and I know the position I'm in, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that I am the number one fighter of the New World Order. There's no doubt, any way you slice it. I'm getting out hardcore info and waking people up. It's embarrassing because I know the mistakes I make. I'm aware of the responsibility I've got. And I know in my heart and soul what I should be doing, and I try to carry it out. What makes me even sicker is I'm the best. I'm the best we've got. I'm the best there is, hands down, and I'm nothing. And I see how good the evil ones are at evil. Their endless energy, their enjoyment, they don't have to follow any of the rules, and I just want to see them fall. I want to see them stop hurting innocent people. I want the pain to stop. I want the evil out of our lives. But it has to change in our hearts first.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Cyber security bill, the latest version. I want to get more into the healthcare takeover, the government remote controlling everything in your homes, literally being announced everywhere, starting with your electricity, your thermostat, your air conditioners, your refrigerators. A lot of key banking news. The Federal Reserve now wants to have unlimited power to not even have fractional reserve banking, but just produce any amount of money they want for themselves. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Bloomberg. It's all coming up, but right now let's go to your phone calls. Tim in Missouri, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on the air, Tim.
Oh, Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to speak with you. My question is about your friend Jesse Ventura's television show. The interview he had in the remote airplane hangar with the doctor?
Yes.
Yes. Was that a reenactment or no?
Well, I wasn't there on that shoot, but no, she was just coming through one area of the U.S. and agreed to meet him there. But no, none of it was a reenactment. As much as there is a reenactment, they'll say, well, we want to interview you, you know, at different spots, so there's different shots each time they talk to you. But it's a real real discussion that goes on. Tim, I appreciate your call. I was pretty clear that I wanted to get into government health care and let callers call in with their take on the fact that it looks like it may pass. They'll need one more vote to then deem that the Senate version has passed the House without a full vote. But I guess that's not going to happen, huh? Noel in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, sir, it's pretty sad to watch Barry Satoro lie to the American people. Today I was just watching him at George Mason University, just continuously lying and, you know, sucking up the public to believe in this false prophet known as Mr. Satoro. But it doesn't seem like anyone cares. They're only worried about...
That's right. Everything about him is a lie. His real name is Barry Satoro. On record, that's his real name. And he lied about signing statements. He lied about not hiring lobbyists. He lied about the banker bailout. He lies about everything except that he'd take your paycheck if you didn't have insurance. They're going ahead with that. Then they lied and said it doesn't cover illegal aliens. That's in there. They lied and said, okay, we won't take your check. It's in the final bill. Just everything is a lie. This guy is 100% lies. And the people go, well, he's lied a bunch, but I still like him. Okay, okay.
In Kansas to win March Madness. It's despicable to see this piece of this scum on TV just lie. But my question to you is, I don't know if you saw this report on the Drudge Report, but already down in, I think it was Seattle, the Walgreens is denying new Medicaid patients down in the Pacific Northwest. Also, my question is about, I saw Idaho, first state to try to sue the federal government. Do you think they should also, for these states trying to sue the tyrannical socialist America state, that we should put it's unconstitutional because Barry Satoro is unconstitutionally fit to be president? I think we all should call him President Satoro from now on and not Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to keep praying for you, Alex. You are the real deal. Thank you for waking me up in March with the Obama deception and unplugging me from the matrix. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Thanks a lot. Why can't we just say, make this defeat, if it is a defeat, I hope to God it isn't, but let's face it, at this point, we can only think that that's the way it's going to go.
We are never defeated until we give up. Absolutely. This is going to blow up in their face. We're going to use this at the state level to get true patriots elected, and it's going to be overturned and repealed. And when the Republican leadership in the next few years doesn't fully repeal it, we must remove every one of those stinking criminals.
No, what I'm getting at is maybe this is the greatest method we could use to finally defeat the entire federal tax bill, because make people realize that not only are they trying to take away every right you have through this bill, but that the whole thing is illegal just to tax you in the beginning. So when people realize how destructive this whole thing is, they're going to be going after the weakest people who supposedly they're helping with this tax bill. They're going to take away their home, the money that they have, the little bit of money they have in their bank accounts, the IRAs, or everything they can take away, they're going to take away. And the people that they're supposedly helping with this bill is not. But if we can use the IRS, a whole IRS structure is illegal, make people realize that the whole thing caves in on them, they piss people off so badly that maybe they'll finally wake up and maybe we take this down the whole tax system the way they're doing this.
Excellent point, George. Let me elaborate on that. Appreciate the call. We didn't have an income tax. It's in the Communist Manifesto until 1913 when the private Federal Reserve took over. Same year they got it rammed through. And by the way, it was not properly ratified. That's been proven by the state attorney generals. A bunch of the states, they said that ratified it, didn't. That's been proven. Then the tax wasn't applied to the general public till the early 50s. It had been less than 1% before that. It's about control. And so we built this nation and had, on average, 10% growth rates every year until 1913. Now we have, what, 2-3% a year or less? And that's Cook numbers. There's hundreds of constitutional taxes, and they've got all those in. And they're bringing in, when I say hundreds, fines, fees, things tacked on, hundreds of new taxes that are unconstitutional. And, yes, it's so criminal through the Commerce Clause, which that has no authority to say you will buy health insurance and we will take your paycheck, we will take your tax refund, no judge, no jury, no nothing. I mean, a cop can't pull you over and just take your wallet because they feel like it. And the IRS can't just show up and take something from you just because they feel like it. No due process. And it goes on and on and on. In fact, let me just read to you here. This is out of the Hill newspaper. Republicans assail IRS provision in health care bill. And quoting from the bill would allow the IRS to confiscate refunds if there are penalties for not buying health care. And I actually read the subsection. It just says they can, whatever powers they want, including seizing bank accounts, garnishing wages. Lawmakers have questioned whether the IRS can handle the increased workload to oversee, administer, and collect penalties from people who don't buy health care insurance. See, they didn't ask a few years ago about the Real ID Act, federalized local IDs, whether it was constitutional to have a national ID card under international treaty. It's really international. They said, oh, can we administer it? So, see, the article diverts off and distracts off into, oh, can we handle this? Well, of course the IRS can handle grabbing your money. They love it. This is an increased tax liability and tax securities representative Peter Roskam. Ranking member Dave Camp said many Americans have already rejected the call for health care reform from other reasons, and the expansion of the IRS should only add to the kill the bill. Meanwhile, I'm reading from a transcript of Rush Limbaugh yesterday. This is an overthrow of the U.S. constitutional system orchestrated from the White House through the House representatives Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. That's what's going on here. He went on to say it's criminal. Well, it is criminal. But Limbaugh, so was the Patriot Act, Section 802, written for the American people for all misdemeanors. So is torture. So is Northcom. But you'll stand there with an American flag over your shoulder, and it's supposedly all okay. No, you helped do this, Limbaugh. You butcher any of the Bill of Rights, they set the precedent to butcher it all, and they will. You let tyrants get away with it, they will take you all the way down. It'd be like if they legalized for a month bank robbery. Every bank in the country would be robbed every day. The banks would shut down. The country would collapse, just like Mexico, just like North Korea. You let corrupt come in, they take over, rob everybody, till everybody's slaves. And the only way these systems work is then to make you like barn animals. Most people in North Korea live in camps. And 1 week out of the year, they medically monitor you. They stick you in a pen with a woman, like you're a chicken and a rooster, and they take your baby at birth and ship it to another part of the country. And they're raised in slave pens. That's on record. The only way slavery works is 100%. And so they got to go for 100%. And our own government says they want to break up the family. They want to brainwash everybody. They want to drug everyone. And they've already gotten a long way towards it. Look, tyrants are the same the world over. And now we're in the 21st century, 2010. And all the technological systems are being used not to empower the species, but to enslave it and commit it, imprison it, damn all of us to a nightmare system. Oh, and Obama doesn't care if his approval ratings fallen even lower, and Congress is the lowest ever, according to Gallup. They don't care. They're a military operation. They don't care if their enemy doesn't like them. And then they'll fool you with a Republican, a new enemy general in a few years, and oh, and then you'll figure out they're scamming, and they'll put in a new enemy general, a Democrat. But see, very quickly, that illusion's evaporating. That's why Republican and Democratic incumbents are in trouble everywhere. Look at Kentucky, and the neocons are coming out against Rand Paul. But AP actually told the truth, fact check, premiums would rise under Obama plan. Of course, everybody's premiums. And what the last caller mentioned about how this hits the poorest people, I've seen masses of mainstream articles where in the last decade they've taken almost all the IRS investigators off of billionaires and big companies and Fortune 500 and put them on to people who are blue collar, not even middle class. That's like a 4 cents bill in at a car wash in Sacramento last week, and they sent two armed agents yelling at the guy over 4 cents. See, so they're all busy getting 4 cents from you. Meanwhile, all the big bankers are above the law. This is the essence of tyranny, unjust weights and measures. And that's what this bill does. It makes the unions exempt from it.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 19, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11:23:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11:53.72, 5.76.86 for a half ounce, or 2.88.43 for the quarter ounce. That's 11:53.72, 5.76.86, and 2.88.43.
On June 4, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Out your window, I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said.
Yeah, you'll be saying the same old thing.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut.
Lay there in your bed pounding.
Don't give
well,
me
tell you,
that
you think Johnny Cash
and you're crying.
Been around a few women.
Understand, you're a
you bad mouthing.
Bad mouthing.
Understand, yo man.
All right, a little bit of gallows humor here, folks. All right, coming up, I'm going to get into the cybersecurity situation. We're on the bill. Let's go back to your calls. Deborah in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm good. Welcome.
Hey, talk is cheap. Free speech sure isn't anymore, is it? I'm calling regarding all these people who are out there fighting and going up against us who want free speech, who want to defeat this health care bill. And now in our state, now they're saying, no, we don't want it, we don't want it. It's the same people who we went to for help when we were being attacked because we were saying for so long that we're trying to defeat this. So I don't understand why they can go out.
That's right. All these years, there's no New World Order. 9/11 isn't an inside job. There's no Operation Northwoods. The government's not too big. The Patriot Act's not bad. You know, this doesn't violate the Constitution. That doesn't violate it. Now they get to go into full slavery. And this is only the beginning.
Unbelievable. I just can't believe it. I just wanted to say that. It's just so ironic. Now they're fighting the same gravy train they've been living off for years.
And now the gravy train's over. The
yep.
Eugenics death care is taking over. It doesn't matter if Tom Daschle said old people have a duty to die. That's a quote. Doesn't matter if they're going to start rationing care. Doesn't matter if that's in the Seattle Times today. Walgreens, no new Medicaid patients as of April 16th.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I appreciate your call, Deborah. Dylan in South Carolina. Dylan, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I was calling you. I got a few questions to ask you. One is on the topic of cybersecurity, since we're talking about it. A true story for you. It's probably going to be kind of funny, but I'm sitting here doing some research this morning on my laptop for a term paper, and it was on cybersecurity and Homeland Security, of all things.
And they flashed a message up that you were being watched.
Well, sort of like that. It was
just like when you go to the Cash for Clunkers program, it says, your computer is now the government property. We are in control of your computer.
Right. And also, the electric company showed up at my door, of all things, saying that they had some problems with the security light out in our front yard. And they didn't have an address on the work order or anything like that. And all of a sudden, I'm looking in my front yard, and two trucks are sitting out here in our yard installing a new light with no work order or anything.
Well, what they're doing is they send them out to innocent people's houses all day. The cable companies, the power companies, they all get massive cash. They're all spying on you. Marijuana, spanking your kids, yelling at your wife. Just the whole country turning into nothing but pure Nazi spies. I appreciate your call. It's all part of freedom. It's all part of freedom. Kyle in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Oh, I'm watching the country slide into total oppression.
Well, I got a question on the health care bill. I read somewhere that a family's only going to be able to have $5,000 worth of health care a year.
Yeah, they're going to decide how much health care you can have. It's all written by the insurance companies where everybody has to pay more on average and then get less care and be ripped off. That's why the insurance company, big owners like Warren Buffett are just, their stocks are just exploding. And it's all just a big giant joke.
Well, I was at the hospital like a month ago to get my finger, a couple stitches in it, and it cost me $446, I think.
Well, that's nothing. When they're done, it'll cost you $10,000.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, and like, someone with cancer, they're going to last a month, and then they're going to be out of health care?
Well, it's the new system. You know, we've got to get the American people dependent and got to bankrupt things further so the banks can take over. And, you know, they've promised to give all our natural resources and infrastructure over to foreign companies as collateral and that buy our debt. And that's now happening, all the major ports, everything. And it just continues.
And
in fact, I'm going to cover some of that when we come back. For decades, U.S. companies aren't allowed to drill in the Gulf of Mexico, but the Chinese, the Russians, they're all allowed to. See, it's all about destroying America, literally. I appreciate your call. All right, Zach, Jason, others, 1-800-259-9231. We are live. It is Friday, the 19th day of March 2010. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites. Got a key trailer coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The end is near.
No, this is not a New Age prophecy. I'm Steve Shank. Alex and I told you 2 weeks ago about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free production special that eFoods Direct is running on the new Quick Fix storable food supplies. Get your order in by Monday, March 22nd, or lose out on the best delicious storable easy fix food deal on the planet. On Monday, the 22nd, we stop taking the Buy 3, Get 1 Free orders, total them up, and go to production. Those smart enough to get their orders in by Monday the 22nd will get one free for every three they buy of the special items. You know you're going to need all the food you can get. You can't afford to wait another minute. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Play the audio, because we're not live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, of the new official, the Big Kahuna Trail. There'll be a few more in the next few weeks for Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined, two-hour, 20-plus-minute film, 18 months made in our office with Jason Burmes and others. It is a powerful new film, covers a host of issues. It's going to be a big one. You can pre-order it now, so it's shipped out to you first at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and play that trailer now.
You know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals?
But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours?
A New World Order?
No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
The whole concept of new world order is something else. It really says that the state is God.
You take the roots of that organization and you find out that they created in all of the British dependencies
what they call roundtable groups. Then around those little roundtable groups, they created front groups.
We're getting to two levels of government here. One level of government where we have checks and balances, and a higher level of COG government where the constitutional authorities are not allowed to go.
Back then, it wasn't politically wise to be aligned with what his party's right wing considered a shadow world government.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
This is the third leg of the New World Order.
That's why it's important. The people running this country are determined to destroy it.
The people running this country are determined to destroy it. They gave the Panama Canal that we built to the communist Chinese. Washington Times, Obama surrenders Gulf oil to Moscow. The Obama administration is poised to ban offshore drilling in an even wider area on the outer continental shelf until 2012 or beyond. Meanwhile, Russia is making a bold strategic leap to begin drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico, while the United States attempts to shift gears to alternative fuels to battle the purported evils of carbon emissions. Russia will enact oil derricks, will erect them off the Cuban coast. There's one 644 square mile area right off the coast of Louisiana discovered in the 70s that has more oil, get ready for this, than Saudi Arabia. Probably more than Alaska. We can't have it, but the Chi-Coms and the Cubans can. Mexico signed a deal, 4 years ago with the Chinese to move into their areas, but we can't have ours. And so the corporations move offshore. Halliburton, all of them. Halliburton helps give nuclear weapons parts and oil field equipment to Iran. Oh, but they're not traitors. If I say I don't want to attack Iran, I'm a traitor. Or if I don't want to give Moscow our oil, well, that's evil. But if I go on Russian TV and speak out against the New World Order and say we shouldn't have cybersecurity takeover, they have neocons come out and say, Alex Jones, Ruski agent. This is how the idiocy works. And hey, the Russians, they're getting their people oil. The Russians pay their people to have children. Our government pays you not to. And it's moving towards a one-child policy. But I guess if the Russians are against abortion, I better be for it, or then I'm a Ruski, right? The New World Order, the people running this country, are determined to destroy it. Now I'm going to go through some news and then to Zach, Jason, Mike, and David. That'll probably be it for calls this hour. Got some guests coming up you don't want to miss in the third and fourth hour. But I wanted to thank some of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. Diamond Gusset Jeans. They're made in America in Tennessee. I wear them. They sent me free pairs like 4 years ago. It's all made right here in America. The cloth, the sewing. They're high quality. They look great. They're basically like Levi's. They don't fall apart. Now Levi's are made in Mexico. Go to gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, gussetclothing.com today. It's made in America. I mean, do people care and want to keep their jobs? You better start trying to buy American when you can. Diamond Gusset Jeans. They got motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, bunch of different clothing lines. These are tough jeans, folks. GussetClothing.com. You've heard the ad, Diamond Gusset Jeans. There's a place down in Tennessee. GussetClothing.com. Okay. You heard that clip in the piece we just played, the trailer for Invisible Empire, where Obama at the UN a few months ago says, no new world order will succeed that has any other nation above any other. That means financially. That's what the CFR, the UN have all said. Deindustrialize Europe, England, Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. but also keep the third world low. That's what the Copenhagen Treaty said. Right at double. Not quite double, right at double. 1 point from doubling. The taxes on the third world that's on us. Totally keeping them in the dark ages and lowering us close to their level. That's why they want the open borders to drive down the wages so no one has a chance to escape. So there's no tax haven as the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, big UN receivership body, says. They want our taxes roughly at about 80%, like France's. That, they say France is the model. So is Finland. All your money is in bank accounts. The government takes it out whenever they want. Everyone's phones are listened to. The government brags about it. They call it safety. This is the model. So I saw idiots commenting on the YouTube channel with the trailer going, well, this sounds good when Obama says a new world order, no country being above another. That means financially. That's what Copenhagen is. China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus other nations have to make no carbon cuts. Every industrialized country does. So if you're a selected country to destroy the West industrial base, you have to make no cuts. If you're a third world country that's not developed, massive cuts. If you're a first world country, massive cuts. It's those middle tyranny engines, Mexico, China, and others, that are just absolutely above the law. And Mexico is the cancer meant to bring down America. Totally collapse, totally enslave people, the police machine gun anybody that protests, total tyranny, 19,000 murdered the last 3 years and growing. Americans being slaughtered everywhere, all kept on the lowdown, the DL. And nobody can stand up in Latin America because they're so poor. And that's the tool. They want to make you real poor, and you go to the government for your health care and everything else. Now, look at this article. We've been telling you this for years from the government documents. The Pentagon saying they're going to target American bloggers, disinfo, they're going to attack us, they're going to infiltrate our groups. Cash Sunstein says they're going to carry out violence to radicalize our groups, in the Fed groups, 9/11 truth groups, anti-global warming tax groups. They list them all. You are the enemy. The Pentagon report says it. The British one I covered 2 days ago with Alan Watt says you're the enemy. And they're just getting you trained, to the troops being on the streets and the government controlling your thermostat and running your life. Pentagon sees a threat from online muckrakers. New York Times. To the list of enemies threatening the security of the United States, the Pentagon has added WikiLeaks, a tiny online source of information and documents that governments, corporations around the world prefer to keep secret. The Army report linked it as an enemy to be taken on and knocked off balance. And who do we see getting banned in New Zealand when they flipped on the censorship system a few weeks ago till people protested? WikiLeaks, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Crypto. And what did WikiLeaks put out to make the Pentagon so mad? All these secret reports about how they're spying on the American people. They go to churches and spy on you. Everybody gets spied on. Pentagon's everywhere. They run the local environmental takeover in Austin. Now, but don't worry. Obama was going to have total unilateral control to shut the web down without Congress, but now it says he can appoint a board. He appoints them, and then they make a recommendation, and then he makes the decision. Cybersecurity bill introduced in the Senate. Reuters. It says one major change to the bill is that the president would no longer have the power to shut down the Internet unilaterally. Oh, but would have to work with industry, because they're the new government, to draw up plans in the event of a national emergency. But then the president makes the decision, so it's the same thing. Here it is, emergency internet control bill gets a rewrite. CNET News, it goes on to say it still does the same thing. Meanwhile, England announced a year ago the naked body scanners, and then I told you they would then say, by the way, everyone must do it. First they put in a few, get you trained. It's only random, then it's everybody, then it's mobile trucks in England, and the U.S. Homeland Security has announced. And Homeland Security is driving around, running around everywhere, saying it's sports stadiums, everywhere else. And on the video they put out, they show them interrogating a woman, and they say, are you bringing a recording device in the concert? See, that's terrorism. It's all dog training, incremental. Well, here it is, Herald.net. Body scans eventually mandatory, TSA official says. Chicago. Here's another one. Chicago Tribune, same headline. Currently, air travelers have the option to submit to pat-downs and metal-detecting wanding. All airline passengers in the U.S. will eventually be required. Get Aaron in here now about what happened to him just briefly. We'll talk more about it Sunday. I forgot to tell him to get in here. Aaron was flying back from interviewing Lord Monckton in D.C. with Rob Dew, and they set up like the media does in the news, about 50 feet back, to show the scanners. And the guy ran over and said, turn your cameras off or you will never fly again. No judge, no jury, he's God. Aaron stood up to him and said no. And unfortunately, Aaron was shooting without audio. These are fancy cameras where you have to set the audio. But Dew got it from 50 feet away. They're looking at it right now to see what they can do. But the point is, they ran over to him and just said, look, buddy, you'll never travel again. And under the new National ID Act with the health care, and this all integrates together, no buying, no selling, you won't have a job. It'll be a felony for your boss if they hire you without that card. But the illegals will all just be legalized and given it. That's in the immigration bill. So it doesn't stop that. And they're going to control your thermostat, your refrigerator. It's all being announced. Everything controlled. You're not in good stead. They just turn everything off. I mean, this is a prison. Aaron, briefly, before we go back to calls, and good job going to interview Lord Monckton. Tell folks the name of the airport, exactly what happened. You thought you had the audio. You just checked the tape. Your audio was off. But Dew's 15 feet away. We'll see if we can jack the audio up. He did get it. Tell folks what happened.
Yeah, we were at the Baltimore BWI airport just outside of Washington, D.C. And by the way, we've been through there before. They put the body scanners in well before this underwear bomber incident. This was never about the supposed terrorist.
Now, I was watching a documentary about the 20s and the IRA rebellion. And as an act of submission, they would make the Irish men always strip naked in the town square. It's just an act of, I strip you down. You know, I shave you. It's like shaving a dog. It's like a cone of shame. It's like, look, I'll record your genitals, but go ahead.
It is, yeah. This is the same airport. We refused to go through the body scanners last time, and I was told I read too much, and Rob Dew also refused. But this time, we weren't randomly selected. Others were. We were filming that and just trying to document the terrible, unwarranted search of.
And they let all the media come in who love them and film that you couldn't.
Right, right. And they reserve the right to film genitals and naked bodies, but we can't film them doing that. So this very tall, very overweight guy comes over, obviously trying to intimidate us, and he comes up to Rob Dew first and begins to tell him he can't film until he notices I'm filming too and decides that I'm probably the bigger problem. And he comes over to me and starts barking orders at me to stop filming. And I didn't cow to him. I didn't submit to his intimidation because I knew that's what he feeds on. The fact that people don't stand up is the reason this stuff goes so far as it does. And I told him plainly, this is a violation of our rights. You don't have a warrant. You're harming this country. And he very sarcastically, yeah, sure. I said, hey, it's wrong to film children's genitals. It is wrong to single out ladies with makeup and yarn and knitting needles in their bags, all the stuff I've seen over the years. And he got threatened that I didn't immediately do what he said. And he said, I'm going to get the police over here right now, and you won't be allowed to fly. How do you like that? You won't be.
And that's Nazi Germany. First, they couldn't have their own businesses. Then they had to move out of town. And no judge, no jury. They're saying a no gun buy list if you're on this list, a no work list. I saw Ridge 6 years ago say it on C-SPAN. This will be total control.
Yeah, and this wasn't a bluff. This wasn't a random thing. There's millions of people on the no-fly.
At the G20, we called the military base. We went there. We said, where are you going to be tomorrow? We want to interview your spokesman. And they said, just leave. We have it all on tape. It's coming out on Police Day 4. Then they called your hotel and said, you'll never fly again. Your life's over. You're a terrorist.
Yeah, they do these threats all over the
place. They love it. No, this is total bondage.
But this, you want an example of a guy who's using the uniform as power. This was him.
He's God. I mean, we have the TSA guy in Boston charged with child rape now, running the naked body scanner.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got this posted on the article at InfoWars. The power of the uniform is the uniform. That's the tyranny. The individual has no power. He's just a worthless.
Your article's already up.
Yeah, I just posted it. So
you're going to put a video together?
I'll put a video together. Right now, there's stills up there, and you can see who this guy is. And he's, you know, giant, towering. He expected to intimidate us, even though Rob Dew's quite tall, and I'm not that small of a fellow myself. But he just couldn't believe that we wouldn't cow to his intimidation. And he walked away as soon as I told him, I have a right to travel. I told him firmly, I wasn't mean, I didn't yell, but I told him, I have a right to travel. This is wrong. You're hurting the country.
Well, here's the next issue. Now they're saying that they're going to... Well, we've shown the videos. In fact, add that to your article, the mobile trucks and how all over the country they come up and tell you can't film here, you can't film there. I mean, these are out-of-control thugs.
They really are. And but when I firmly told him no, he just walked away. It was, the threats were over then. He would have done it if I had, you know.
Oh, if you'd a cow, they would have arrested you.
Please don't. If I had done that, I would have been on the.
Please, I'm a terrorist. I'm sorry.
But I stood my ground firmly. I was still relatively polite, but I didn't. I wasn't going to give into it. And, you know.
What's the headline on the article?
The article is Power Tripping TSA Thug Threatens to Bar Travel.
And just point out, like, your life's over. Your right to travel, your right for business, everything's over. No judge, no jury. He is God. He says what you can and can't do. And remember, folks, this is going to be for everywhere. This is going to be random checkpoints on the streets, random illegal blood draws, or taking your baby's blood at birth, using school laptops to watch you at home. I mean, it's unlimited tyranny. There's no longer any doubt. And, Aaron, you just keep standing up to these people like the IRS commissioner. It was amazing.
I can't take it because we all know it's incremental and encroachment. And if we don't stand up, it's just going to continue to get worse and worse. We can already see where it's going to be worse.
Absolutely. And add the video, you confront the IRS commissioner, too. You are on fire, my friend. All right, take a few phone calls on the other side. They've got a special guest coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Homeland Security, TSA, says you'll all be naked body scanned. It will be mandatory. It will be mandatory at warrantless checkpoints to have your blood removed. They will take your baby's blood at birth and shove a machine gun in your mouth. You don't like it. They are thugs. They are criminals. They are parasites. Call Congress. Fight the health care bill. Call your state houses. Get them lined up to say no. This is your wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget $15,000 prizes for the naked body scanner protest. Big banners up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get involved in that. The next few days we'll be posting some of the submissions that are coming in. Great stuff. Everybody who enters wins because people see the videos and the material and it wakes folks up. We've got to fight back. Zach in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, hello from the Gulf Coast.
Welcome.
Hey, I can't wait to see y'all tomorrow at the DoubleTree. We're going to come over there to Austin. But what I'm really calling about is the health care. I keep, you know, sharing all this with the family and people I know and all that, and they, you know, they're opposed to it, but they don't want to do nothing. Is this basically the straw that's going to break the camel's back in conjunction with the amnesty bill that they're trying to start working on next week? Is this going to be what?
Yes, people don't see themselves in the role of leaders, and so they don't like it, but they lay there and take it. And passively going along with something is the same thing as acceptance. And they have to understand the government's going to continue to squeeze and bankrupt things, then always pose as the savior. We must get up. We must get moving. We have to make this be the camel's straw, the straw that breaks the camel's back. Zach, thank you. Jason in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry, sir. I heard a beep. Anyway.
Welcome worldwide.
Yeah, these guys are just funny with their arrogance. And let me tell you something. Their undoing is going to be is the fact that they are slaves to their arrogance. And on the health care bill, you mentioned earlier, a caller did, on the Idaho to sue feds over health care mandate. I love how the media is lying about the fact that how the federal law trumps state law, like the quote, constitutional law experts say the movement is mostly symbolic because federal laws supersede those of the states.
No, it doesn't. It's unconstitutional. You can't make people buy something and give your money to private companies. It's slavery. Jason, I appreciate your call. Jason in Illinois, you're up next.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. My question was, could the health care bill be used to impose mandatory vaccinations?
Oh, absolutely. And it's got funding for microchips under the skin that is in the bill. They tried forced inoculation in multiple states, New York and Massachusetts, and now they're going to put taxes on you because it's all communalized in this communitarian communist system where, oh, you're unhealthy, so you pay more. So they got to monitor you to know what you're eating and doing. Taxes on salt, jail time for salt. I mean, it's so... Laptops watching you, remote control thermostats, it's all happening.
Wow.
It's bad, Jason. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say that when the national ID cards do become mandatory, get a gun instead.
I appreciate your call, Jason, but look, they've already federalized in the mid-90s the ID cards. They told people a few years ago that they federalized it. Now they're saying they're going to give it all to the illegal aliens and then make you as a citizen have one to have a job. Not just show your ID, but that you must have this card, and then you must have it to go to national parks or fly or live. It's a hemispheric ID card. It's the North American Union by stealth. We have the SPP Banff Canada documents on that. This is so real. So what do? You get aggressive. You wake people up. The population is now ready to be awakened. The population is now ready to see the truth. The most effective things out there are documentary films like Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Get them all at Infowars.com. Buy a bunch of blank DVDs. Make copies and say, you want to know why you're losing your job? I didn't even get to this. I didn't even get to fail banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Bloomberg, they say they're basically ordering the pension fund, private pension funds, to be given to the Federal Reserve. I mean, this is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.